not going away. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The NFL season started last night, Kansas City versus Houston. Chiefs won. 16,000 fans showed up. You could almost pretend it was football as usual, but not quite. Instead of one anthem, there were two. The NFL is adding Lift Every Voice during week one. And stenciled on either end of the field were the words, End Racism and It Takes All of Us. During huddles, you could see names on the backs of players' helmets. Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd. The Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes appeared in a hopeful Adidas commercial.
We'll be playing sports, but at the same time, we're going to be taking action, and we're going to be making change in this world so that it's a better place when we leave it.
But at the same time, other players weren't buying it. 18 players from the Miami Dolphins appeared in this video.
Lift every voice and sing.
It's just a way to save face.
So if my dad was a soldier, but the cops killed my brother, do I stand for one anthem and then kneel for the other?
And so they are not going to be on the field for either anthem.
This attempt to unify only creates more divide.
So we'll skip this song and dance.
And as a team, we'll stay inside.
1.3 million views as of last night. So it sounds like these issues are not going away. And to think that once upon a time, people were freaked out by taking a knee. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.